A number of you have a real issue with Andrew Luck, questioning his toughness, his commitment, his love of the game. And I said, you know, not only are you so wrong about that, but have you noticed that nobody he played with has that issue? Have you noticed that nobody he went up against has that issue? Have you noticed that nobody who played the game ever seems to have an issue with Andrew Luck? So we're talking about guys who played the game at the highest level, who paid that price and the reaction to it. Joining us now is somebody who I could put in that category, a former NFL player, 7 years in the NFL, an NFL analyst, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. You can follow him at Ross Tucker NFL. He appears courtesy of My Front Page Story. Now, Ross, the thing about a moving target is you can't hit it. Hard to hit a moving target, and you're constantly on the move. It's good to have you back. Ross, exactly where are you right now?
Yeah, I'm looking out at the Philadelphia Eagles practice fields right now. I'm at the NovaCare Complex. It's been really cool for me growing up outside of Philly. This is my first year as the Eagles preseason television analyst. They play the Jets Thursday night in the fourth preseason game. So actually about to meet with Carson Wentz and Brandon Graham and Doug Peterson in about 35 minutes. So it worked out perfectly to be able to come on with you. And I can tell you this much, Jim, they got a really good team, man. I mean, a lot has to go right to get back to the Super Bowl. We all know that, health, and you have to win the games in January when it counts. But this is, at least on paper, the best Eagles roster I've seen in a while.
Ross Tucker is joining us. I see it the same way. I agree with you. Now, Ross, you made the point that you were surprised, but you were not shocked by Andrew Luck's retirement. Lay that out for me. What do you mean by that?
Well, certainly surprised, just because I hadn't heard any rumblings of it. But if you go back, I can remember a quote from him during the season last year when he said, "It's really nice because football is finally fun again." And I can relate to that. I can remember, this is really weird, Jim, my best year in the NFL was 2004 with the Buffalo Bills. I started 13 games. We went 9-4 in those games, including one like 6 or 7 in a row. But I can remember, Jim, that in December, the end of that season, I had a herniated disc in my back. So I was playing just because I wanted to play, but also I had a $350,000 playing time bonus, which was huge money to me. So before every game, I was taking 2 Loratabs, 2 Flexerols, a shot of Toradol in my butt. And I distinctly remember before games thinking, I hate this. I hate football. I just can't wait until this game was over. It was just the combination of the pain, the stress, knowing I was about to go out there against Gerard Warren or Bryant Young or whoever I was playing that day, despite the fact that I was hurting that bad. It was bad, man. I mean, I remember the last game against the Steelers. If we won, we made the playoffs. My wife had to tie my shoes in the morning when I left the house, and yet I played every snap against the Steelers. We lost. I was disappointed that we didn't make the playoffs, but part of me was a little bit relieved, Jim, that it was just finally over, that I could stop putting myself through that much pain. It's hard to explain. Everybody out there is playing with something, but when you are really, really hurting, it's just not fun anymore. I mean, I even heard Gronk say that earlier this morning.
Ross Tucker joining us. Ross, that is an amazing anecdote that you share, and what you had to take, what you had to go through just to get on the field, and how much you could hate a game that you love so much. So when you look at the list of injuries that Luck suffered, and these are the ones that we know about, when you look at that list, what kind of thoughts do you have?
That the people that booed him in Indianapolis live very, very sad lives, and my guess is have a void that will never be filled. And maybe that's being harsh, Jim, and maybe I'm not remembering my roots as a fan. And you know how it is. You know these guys now. Every one of my buddies and my sister and my wife, they look at it so much differently now that they actually know or knew an NFL player. Even like cutdowns coming down on Saturday. I can remember, oh, thank God they got rid of that guy. Oh, yeah, get rid of that guy. My buddies never say that anymore, because they know that that's like an actual dude who they play beer pong with, has buddies from high school and grew up with, and they make fun of each other. He just happens to be better at football than everybody else. I always say this, picture Andrew Luck is your brother or your son or even your best friend, and picture him getting booed off the field. the last time he's on an NFL field, because he won't destroy his body more for your 3 hours of Sunday entertainment. Are you kidding me? And this argument, Jim, well, it's 2 weeks before the season. Not 2 weeks before Andrew Luck's season. People are acting, even like Berline and those guys, Jim, they're acting like he was healthy and was going to play. If he was healthy and was going to play week one, he wouldn't have done this. He's not healthy. He doesn't know when he would be. And I'll tell you this, Jim, he's a more honorable guy than I am. He has to rehab the calf ankle thing anyway. I would have rehabbed that calf ankle thing in Indianapolis in their facility for the next 4 months for $15 million.
Right. Exactly. I mean, Ross Tucker just absolutely killing it today. Like, Ross, for those who are saying, and I'm seeing a lot of it on Twitter too, yeah, well, he handled it wrong. How was he supposed to handle this? What was he supposed to do? He's been dealing with it for the past 6 months and doing everything he possibly could to work his way through it, and it didn't work. And to your point, Ross, he could have stayed there and rehabbed and gotten paid, but he didn't. He didn't.
Well, according to social media, Jim, he was supposed to retire in March or April before the draft, even though he, wait for it, didn't know he wanted to retire then. I mean, this logic is crazy. By the way, they actually have a darn good backup quarterback in Jacoby Brissett. I wouldn't be surprised at all if they still win the division. Do you think Andrew Luck wanted this? Do you think he wanted to retire? He's like the nicest guy I've ever met. Do you think he wants to let down every single person in that building? Hundreds of people, the players, the coaches, the owner, the executives, the fans. It's absolutely the last thing that Andrew Luck wanted to do. But he got to a point where he felt like it was his only choice. And I truly believe, Jim, I can speak to this. I think him getting married and having a child on the way, I think that affects it as well. The worst cut that ever happened to me was the first time after I got married, because my wife had left her job in finance in New York City to move to Buffalo to be with me. And then I got cut. And so my failure was finally affecting other people and not just me. And that really hurt. And I think him having a child on the way in November really crystallized things for him about what's really important, what really matters.
Ross Tucker is joining us. You know, Ross, back to that point about him getting booed off the field in his last game, probably as an NFL player, it was not supposed to play out like that. Now, you're a member of the media now, so you can also speak to this. When you take a step back, Adam Schefter had a job to do. He did his job. But what do you make of the fact that somebody leaked it to Schefter?
Disgusting. That really, really bothers me. If I had to have a hierarchy, and by the way, the Colts have great fans, Jim, so I don't think, you know, a couple hundred people that were probably drinking. Look, they're the people that are there in the fourth quarter of a preseason game. We can have another conversation. So they're number two for me. The disappointing fans that booed are number two. My number one public enemy, Jim, is whoever leaked that, because they're the ones that, A, put Luck in a terrible situation, B, put the fans in a bad situation where they had to be there and disappointed in hearing it that way before they actually knew why Luck was retiring or what was going on. You know how it is, though. Somebody in that organization, because it definitely didn't come from Luck's camp, somebody wanted to curry favor with Adam Schefter. Somebody wanted to get a favor down the line, or somebody wanted to hook up Schefter. And kudos to Schefter. It's huge news. He broke it. He did exactly what he's supposed to do. But that person that put their selfish self-interest ahead of letting Andrew Luck do it with some dignity and on his terms, I think it's awful. Although I will say this, Jim, I've heard Adam a couple places now say that they kind of knew this was happening Wednesday, Thursday, and that they originally were going to have the press conference on Friday at 3. They changed it to Sunday at 3. That's a major screw-up by the Colts front office. That is not news that's going to last until Sunday. He's telling players Thursday and Friday. I'm actually shocked it didn't come out till Saturday night, because what happens is he tells some of his teammates, a couple of them tell their agent or their wife, they tell somebody. I'm actually amazed it didn't even get out till Saturday night.
I was going to say, it's getting out no matter what. There's no way that if that's floating around that building, it's not getting out before then. I agree with you. Ross, there's no way you come on and we don't talk about my front page story. How are things going with that project these days? Bring me up to date.
It's going awesome. I appreciate you've been a huge supporter. The amount of people that have come to myfrontpagestory.com to buy an anniversary gift or birthday gift for their wife or whatever that have said they came from Jim Rome is amazing. No wonder you have so many good advertisers, Jim. It's crazy. And it's funny, actually, because Schefter heard about it. And so Adam actually has invested in the business because Schefter, I don't know if you heard about it with me and you or what, but Schefter's actually involved too because he loves the fact that it's real journalists, real reporters writing stories about real people and giving someone a keepsake gift that is the coolest thing out there right now, myfrontpagestory.com.
Ross Tucker, I love that. MyFrontPageStory.com. Check that out. That is a great gift. We're all looking for unique gifts to give, and that's one right there. He played in the NFL, 7 years in the NFL, an NFL analyst, a host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. You can follow him at Ross Tucker NFL, and that was a great appearance. Ross, appreciate you. Really well done. See you again soon, right?
Anytime, Jim. You know that, bud. Thanks.
My man, Ross Tucker. He was so good today.